Hello, you are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Stephanie Soretsky, and it is 8:01 PM. So I'm very excited because my setup tonight is a little bit better than it was last week. I realized that one of the big things that I had been missing was a second clock. So now I can actually see the exact time. So hopefully I'll be able to time the show a little bit better and we won't get anything cut off at the end. Also, I have to warn you all that my cat right now is being very chatty. He's very upset that I'm not paying attention to him. So he may be a special guest on the show. You may be hearing him at some point. So we'll give a shout out to my cat, Cubby Tompkin. And today what we have in store is I thought that because one of the reasons that I got really excited about getting back into radio was because I felt like I started a new relationship with music when the pandemic started and we all went into lockdown. I was living alone and just really got back into making playlists again, which is something that I used to be really interested in as a teenager. And then when I started working at CJLO, actually, I started listening to albums because we had a lot of music to get through. So I kind of stopped listening to playlists, and you know, we didn't have CDs anymore to make like mixtapes and stuff like that. So I stopped, but then at quarantine and then with Spotify, I started making playlists and sharing them with friends who also were really into making playlists. So I made a series of quarantine playlists, and I thought that I would tonight share one of my first ones with you. Because I feel like it's somewhat timely. You know, we're getting into December. It's ninth month of the pandemic, and it feels like I've had a couple of conversations with people recently where we're starting to kind of like feel the weight of this second, like, or like different season. Whereas in spring, everyone was, you know, doing new hobbies, making bread, exercising. And now everyone is kind of like given up, so to speak. But Christmas is coming and things are changing. And in Montreal, we got our first snow this week. So I don't know. Things are weird and happening. And so tonight I'm going to play kind of my favorite sad girl songs, which is, you know, what Maiden Voyage is all about. So I'm going to start off with Sharon Van Etten, who's one of my favorites. And this song gets me every time. It's called 17. And I'm going to play it for you right now. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you. That song is so good. It's 17 by Sharon Van Etten, and I have listened to that so often in the past couple of months. It's just such a hard hitter, especially when you're listening in headphones. And I've put it on so many playlists. I've put it on playlists for my friends, make them run to it, make them cry to it. Like, I just want everybody to just feel and cry to the playlist I make, which, you know, sounds weird, but I think if you're listening to this show, you understand and you're right there with me. So Sharon Van Etten, so great. Also, I was very excited because I don't know if anybody here watches the show Sex Education. I think it was either the last episode of the second season or the second to last episode, they used this as the finale song. And I got very excited because I just thought that was very cool that she was being recognized in that way. It's just such a forceful, forceful hit. So if you agree or disagree or have any other thoughts about the show so far or what you want to hear in the future, you can text the show at 514-848-7471. That's 514-848-7471. But I'm going to continue on. This next song was one that was an EP that came out right at the beginning of the pandemic by Christine and the Queens, a French artist who I've loved for the past few years, constantly doing some really interesting things, bilingual albums. And so this mini EP came out and the title single off of it was called People I've Been Sad. And this artist I thought was doing really interesting things at the beginning of the pandemic because they really utilized social media and performing for their fans throughout quarantine while they themselves were in quarantine in Paris. And so kind of interesting. I mean, it's probably not worth it to go back that far at this point. It's been 9 months, but some really interesting singing and dancing videos. And I thought it was a really great illustration of things that artists were doing during the first lockdown to keep engaged with their fans, with maybe they were supposed to be on tour or doing show appearances or things like that. So kind of interesting. This is People I've Been Sad off of the EP People I've Been Sad. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
It's true that people have been sad. It's true that people have been gone. People have been gone. It's true that people have been missing out. Have been missing out. Missing out for way too long. People have been gone. It's just that me, myself, and maintenant tout est plus fort. Adolescent. sens contrarié par un millier de remords. Maintenant, quand je ressens quelque chose, tout est bien plus fort. Adolescence contrariée par un millier de chars de mort. Marcher pieds nus sur du fer et maintenant. Quand je suis dehors, le soleil me brûle encore. Il parle si mal. You're a crazy acrobat. You're the witch, I am your cat. I want to be a bit like you. I hope you don't mind if I do. I love the way your body's made. I love the way your voice is sex. To be the whisper upon your ear, I want to be the bed you made.
Thank you.
Listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Stephanie Soretsky, and that was Roslyn by Bon Iver and Saint Vincent. Now, I have two stories about this song, but first I have to address a message that the show just got, that someone just suggested that I must love Twilight, and I need to put it on the record and say that no, I do not love Twilight, but this actually segues very well into one of the stories I was going to tell about this song, is that I am someone that loves fantasy novels and I read a lot, but we all can understand that Twilight is not good, and the movies were very much not good, but they're having a renaissance right now on TikTok, actually. Side note. However, the one thing about this song is I love it so much. I would listen to it last winter on repeat. And if you know me well, I literally mean repeat. Like, I would put this, hit that repeat one button and just listen to this song all the time. Walking home at night, headphones on, snow, my jam, fell, majorly cut my knee so bad, had to go to the pharmacy, was in a bar bleeding, went to work the next day, had blood running down my leg even the next day, but couldn't leave work because I had stuff to do and was just the girl bleeding in the office. So that's story one. Story two is, I don't know if any of you are familiar with the app Tinder, and if you're not, there is a add-on to be like, show people what music you listen to, connect your Spotify. And I was like, I listen to a lot of music. I'm a musical gal. Why don't I connect this? And then lo and behold, it shows that all my favorite album of all time is the Twilight New Moon soundtrack. Because all I've been doing is listening to Roslyn by Bon Iver and Saint Vincent. So let me tell you this now. If you're someone that has never used Tinder and you want to go on and share your music, don't do it, because if you have something somewhat embarrassing and you want to take it off and you say delete and they say, yeah, okay, we'll delete it, it still shows up on your profile. So you're still going to show everybody that you just listened to the Twilight soundtrack and that's your favorite album. So apparently that's me. And you know what? Not ashamed. That song is amazing and everyone agrees. So that's cool. Again, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage. And before that was an old school Angel Olsen song from her 2012 album, Halfway Home. That song was Acrobat. Before that, one of my favorites from Sweden, First Aid Kit, with their latest album, Ruins. The song was called Fireworks. And coming up next, I'm going to play a band that got together in 2018. They released an EP of just 5 songs, which is not enough, in my opinion, of 3 of my favorite artists, Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridges, and Lucy Dacus. They're called Boy Genius. And yeah, 3 of my favorite artists, all 3 of them individually, soul strong, stand on their own, have their own strengths, and then together they just create music that I absolutely love. If you haven't heard them, check it out. It's a self-titled EP. Again, that's Boy Genius, one word, no capitals, and this song is called Souvenir. Again, you're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
In the rearview mirror, hasn't caught a thing yet. $20 and a souvenir. Anything's worth trying to stay out. Can't touch the bottom of you.
Was Phoebe Bridgers off of her most recent album Punisher, which has actually just been nominated for 4 Grammys, Best New Artist, Best Alternative Album, Best Rock Song, and Best Performance for her single Kyoto, which is very cool. This album I have completely worn out. I have listened to it on repeat since June, I think, or July. I can't fully remember, but I haven't really listened to much else, and it's great, and I love it. It's called Punisher. You should listen to it if you haven't. And I'm going to play another member of Boy Genius. This is Lucy Dacus, one of my favorite songs of hers. It's called Night Shift, and it's off of her album Historian. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
The first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips. So I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell.
Trisha Patsy Liang, the host of Fatal Attraction. I was just taking a nice hot bath and listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Listening to CJLO is my favorite thing to do after a long, hard day of work.
Somehow.
American Football with the song Never Meant off of their 1999 self-titled album. Before that, you heard Sufjan Stevens's The Only Thing off of his album Carrion Lowell. And we are heading up to the end of the hour. Thank you so much for listening to Maiden Voyage. It was a pleasure to curate this playlist for you all this week. And I am looking forward to continuing this throughout the winter. It's definitely been a nice change to look forward to this week by week. And I hope you all are enjoying it. And if you have anything you'd like to hear, let me know. You can text the station at 514-848-7471. I do like to do kind of themed episodes sometimes. So some episodes I'll take requests and some I won't necessarily. But I will try to make a effort to play what you want to hear whenever possible. And everyone's favorite holiday is coming up soon. And I'm saying this because a lot of people have been very angry about hearing Christmas music already because it's too early, but it's almost time. So soon Maiden Voyage will be crafting some Christmas episodes and then the year-end playlists. So that will be what I will be working on shortly because they'll probably be pre-records because I probably won't be doing them live, but that's not for another 2 weeks or so. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's already December next week. Wild. But again, thank you so much for listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. We will see you next Thursday, same time, same place, 8 o'clock PM. Coming up next is Beats from the East on CJLO 1690 AM.